Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q1 FY26 Central Bank of India earnings conference call hosted by Antique Stock Broking Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Raju Barnawal from Antique Stock Broking Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining post-result conference call of Central Bank of India. Today, from the senior management side, we have with us Shri M.V. Rao, MD and CEO, Shri Vivek Wahi, Executive Director, Shri M.V. Murali Krishna, sir, Executive Director, Shri Mahendra Dohare, Executive Director, and Mr. Mukul, Chief Financial Officer. Now, without any further delay, I hand over the call to MD, sir, for his opening remarks, post which we will have a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, and very good afternoon to all of you. First, I will be giving the financial highlights, what we have achieved for this June quarter, and details will be run through by our CFO, Mr. Mukul. This time, I'm very happy to share that our ROA, that is return on assets, has improved to 1.02%. In June 2024, it was 0.82%. Now it is at 1.02%. And then return on equity has improved to 14.17%. If you compare with the previous June, it was 12.60%. So CRAR improved to 17.66%, of which Tier 1 at 15.48%, registering an improvement of 198 basis points. And our most important is on the gross NPA, which has come down to 3.13%, and net NPA now stands at 0.49%. And added to this, the slippage ratio, it is just 0.35%, and our credit cost stands at 0.68%. And NIM, that is net interest margin, which stands at 3.16%. And cost-to-income ratio is also improved. Earlier, it was 57.71%. Now it got reduced to 55.43%. These are all these ratios part. And coming to the total business, now it has grew by 10.84%, now stands at 7.04 lakh crore. And total deposits have grown by 11.41%, now stands at 4.28 lakh crore. And CASA deposits, it is 46.88%, which increased by 11,659 crore, registering a YOY growth of 6.17%. And gross advances increased by 9.97%, wherein in subsegments, in RAM portfolio has increased by 15.71%. So there is a clear distinction that there is a reduction on the corporate side. There is a reason for that that we will be explaining because of the pricing factors where we were not interested to lend below 6. That was the issue there. And coming to the other operating profit, it is increased by 15.60%. Now it stands at 2,304 crore. These are all the highlights of our financial results, and further details will be shared by our CFO, Mr. Mukul. Yes, Mukul.
Thank you so much, sir. So interest on advances has seen a YOY growth of 9.81% to 5,932 crore. The investment income has gone down by 4.99% to 2,340 crore. The other income, that is the interest on balances with RBI and banks, has gone up by 10.44%. As far as the non-interest income is concerned, as compared to 1,165 crore in June 2024, it has gone up by 53.30% to 1,786 crore, mainly contributed by treasury income and also the recovery in write-off accounts. The total expenses side, the interest expenses on deposits have gone up by 8.73%. and the other interest has gone down by 66.28%. The operating expenses have increased by 5.33% to 2,865 crores, out of which the staff cost has grown by 7% to 1,834 crores, and other OPEX has gone up by 2.49% to 1,031 crores. So the total expenses are at 8,070 crores for the quarter ended June 2025. Then if we come to the provision side, the provision on NPAs has reduced to 468 crores for the June 25 quarters. The income tax provision has gone up to 614 crores. And as we are doing for the last three quarters, we have provided 250 crores towards the ECL requirement once again by 250 crores. So the total provisions as against June 2024, 1,113. Now the total provisions have gone up to 1,135 crores. And the bank has been able to register a net profit of 1,169 crores, again one of the highest ever net profits. And the two major factors is that our ROA has touched one, crossed one, we are at 1.02%, and the net NPA we have been able to bring it down to 0.49% now. If we go to the asset quality trend, the net NPA which was at 0.73, we have been able to bring it down to 0.49%. And gross NPA has come down from 4.54% to 3.13% as of 30th of June. In terms of absolute numbers also, the net NPA has reduced from a high of 1,771 crores in June 24, now to 1,308 crores only. If we go to the recovery and write-off, which is a special slide that we have created, if we see last 4 years, we have done exceedingly well as far as the recovery and write-off is concerned. In the financial year 21-22, we were able to recover 331.52 crores, which went up to 1,282.59 crores in 22-23, which further increased to 1,433.32 crores in 23-24, and 24-25 saw a further uptick to 1,716.33 crores. For this quarter, the recovery in write-off stands at 613 crores, which is a very important factor. The provision coverage ratio has improved to 97.02%. The slippage ratio was at 0.35, and the credit cost also has reduced to 0.68 only. The special mention accounts, 5 crores and above, the total balance is now 1,008 crores only, out of which SMA 2 accounts are 9, which total to 69 crores only. The restructured book stands at 4,948 crores. As MD sir has told, the CRAR improved to 17.66%, with CET1 touching at 15.48% and Tier 2 at 2.18%. The leverage ratio has also improved to 6.21%. The total business growth was 10.84%, and the total business stands at 7,04,485 crores, with deposits clocking a growth of 11.41%, out of which CASA growth was at 6.17%, and total CASA deposits have crossed the milestone of 2 lakh crores, and they stand at 2,522 crores. The CASA percentage still continues to be very healthy at 46.88%. The advances growth was at 9.97%, but if we see, the RAM growth was at 15.71%, with our retail clocking 17.51% growth, agriculture clocking 12.70% growth, and MSME still continuing at 15.94%. And all this still with credit risk-weighted assets of 62% only, which is one of the lowest in the industry. We do have a very diversified loan book, with housing loan at 53,299 crores, auto loan 3,988 crores, which is major portion of the retail assets at 85,156 crores, agriculture at 53,057 crores, and corporate credit at 76,966 crores. The RAM advances stand at 72.07% for the quarter ended June 2025. The standard rated advances, if you see, the share of A and above rated advances is 77.11% of the total advances of 77,654. If we see the triple B and above rated advances, the percentage is 94.49%. Thereafter, we have surpassed all the targets, mandated targets under the priority sector lending. The investment book continues to be one of the robust books with yield on investment at 6.76%. And if we add the trading profit, then the yield was at 8.31%. So this was all from our side as far as the financial highlights are concerned. We are now open for question and answers.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Ashok Ajmera from Ajcon Global. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity first. At the very outset, I would like to convey my great sense of congratulations and appreciations for Rao Saab for your very checkered banking career. And you are leaving the bank as very strong, like ROA target, which was your target. You already crossed 1%, so it is 1.02. Net NPA, you brought it down below 0.5, which is another landmark. And with the, I think, one of the highest profitability of the bank in last 4-5 quarters, even the operating profit, and if you talk about the net profit also. So compliments to you, sir, and a heads off to you. And all the best for your second inning in the life. We are all with you, sir.
Thank you.
Having said that, I already appreciated the profitability number. But sir, I got a few data points and some concerns. My major concern is on the credit growth. I think though overall year to year, if you see, you say 9.9 or 10%. But in this quarter, I think it is one of the terrible quarters as far as the credit growth is concerned. We went down by 5% as compared to the March. So that is the major thing, because we are very comfortable on CD ratio. We are very comfortable on CRAR. We have got a very good large client base, good retail opportunities, good SME opportunities. So where we went wrong, or what are the challenges which the bank is facing as far as the credit book is concerned to increase or the credit growth? This is my first major point. Your profitability would have been more by 57.63 crores, but for change in the depreciation method. So the actual profit is really higher than what it is. So no comments on that. Our SMA zero in this quarter has gone up from 221 crore to 537 crores. So if you can give some color on that they are all regularized by now. Treasury income has contributed a lot, so my compliments to the entire treasury team. And sir, one, I would like to know the plans for our making the future generally as the associate company, you know, by investing good amount of almost about 500 crore in both life and general insurance. So what are the plans which we are working out? How is it going to help as far as the revenue of the bank is concerned? And the future value growth by acquiring, finally, you know, signing the shareholders agreement. And some color on that restructured book of 4,000, almost about 5,000 crores. So these are the some few questions and little bit on the, our recovery from return of account has been little bit lower down as compared to the March. So what are the prospects for that, sir?
Yeah, coming to first foremost, concerned what you have expressed on the credit growth. Let me tell you that it is not at all a concern. You should be happy to note that bank is much more concerned about the bottom line. If you see actual growth on the advances on the retail, agri, MSME, that is the RAM portfolio, which is almost 15.7%, and reduction in the growth that has happened on the corporate side. It is a very conscious decision from our side that we do not want to lend at the rates what the corporates were demanding. So this is also because our investment yield is almost 6.71. There is no point in giving at 5.85, 5.80 just to show the top line. So you are very aware, all of you are aware that we never played to the gallery and we never played for the top line. So we are interested in the bottom line and strengthening the bank in all possible ways, in all the areas. That's why we have focused. That's why there is a reduction. So it's not a concern. You should appreciate our way of working, that we are protecting the bottom line even in, during the challenging times where corporates are demanding below 6. You know, that's how. And at the same time, we are also mindful of the fact that aggressive growth should not be there. That's why we have moderated our RAM growth around 16%, that we will continue to do that. And definitely going forward, another 9 months is there, another 8 months, that we will get the opportunities to pick up the assets at the right price, that we will be balancing with the pricing, with the risk, so that capital conservation do happen on the corporate side. This is on the credit side. On the SMA, I think it's a very minuscule amount that is there, and the SMA zero, now already 353 crores. Already it is upgraded, not upgraded, it is regularized, and we do not have any issues as far as the SMA 0, 1 and 2 is concerned in the credit this one. That is also reflected in your slippage ratios. It is just 0.35 what we have recorded for our June quarter. And coming to the insurance, yes, it's a very happy news. Just I would like to share with you that we have already signed shareholders agreement, trademark licensing agreement and distribution agreement with the Generali. And in the last week of this month, once name change approval comes from the ROC, we will be ready for launching this with the new name. So we will have two more joint ventures. One is on the life and another is the non-life. And what we feel that the customer base and also to meet the customer's aspirations, this bouquet of products which we going to be offered, it is not just the income part we are seeing for the bank, it is the value that is going to be added to the bank as a whole. That is the much more bigger aspect we are eyeing for. This is on the insurance side. And I will again come back on any of the questions if you have.
On that, will you give a fresh call? I mean, current position or update on that airline account, sir? What is the status there?
Airline account, there is a favorable decision from that Singapore arbitration that execution has to happen in Delaware. That is the thing that is happening. It is a legal process. It is taking some time for that.
No, some realization from that extra property which you had with Bank of Baroda.
We have published that. That is on the public notice that we have published surface notices. I think one or two customers are evaluating whatever the prospects and bids. We are just waiting for that. Once they give their bid, we can proceed further.
Sir, one question for this Mukulji, that this DTA calculation, the revised calculation you have done of 2,531 crore as against 4,372 crore last year. So now, on tax front, when do you think we'll be out of it? And out of the 614 crores, how much actual tax are we going to pay? I mean, after taking the benefit of the past carry forward losses.
See, Ashwinaji, we estimate that whatever the DTA on account of business losses, that we should be able to consume entirely by Q4. And in Q4, by taking a small hit of, I mean, actual payment of tax to the tax authorities of, say, 65-70 crores roughly, we should be able to move to the new tax regime. And in our calculations, next year onwards, it should give us a positive side of roughly around 900 crores, which will mean that around 9 to 10 bips of my ROA will get impacted, that is, by plus side.
Correct. It will increase.
Yes. So that is our calculation.
Good. Because, you know, it always happens that if we want, if we are making a profit, I mean, one side we want to make the higher profit and then give us the benefit of the past, which is also, of course, a prudent policy. I think profit has to be there. So from next year, we'll come in the full tax bracket.
Yes. Lower tax regime.
Okay, sir. Good. And sir, this ECL provisioning which we are making, I mean, you said that the consolidated figures of the provision is now 1,135 crore, isn't it?
Yes.
Is it as per the... because many of the banks now have stopped worrying about the CCL. Any clarity is there that within the change circumstances and scenario, you will need this kind of provisions for that?
See, buffers are always good to have, boss. So that is why we are still continuing with the requisite provision. It will, if they are not required, anytime we can write it back if the RBI guidelines or RBI doesn't come. Because now we are very comfortable as far as the NPA provisions are concerned at 0.49. So we are continuing to build around 250 crores required for the ECL. So now this is the fourth straight quarter wherein we have built this provision. So 1,000 crores that plus a lot of my restructured assets are also carrying requisite provision of 15% or 10%, whatever the case may be. So all in all, it is going to strengthen the balance sheet even more.
Very good, sir. Last question, sir, a small question. This RBI revised guidelines now recently that taking collateral for that small loan from the agri gold collateral, with that, whether our loan strategy for increasing the loan book, agri loan book and gold loan book, has it been, the targets are revised there? Are we aggressive on that going to be now, going forward? Rao, sir?
We have not revised our targets at all. We will, our gold loan portfolio, even last year it was a very handsome growth. So what we want to continue the trend, but we have not revised our targets.
Not right, sir. Thank you very much. So what are the loan growth target overall for the FY26?
We are targeting around 14-16%. That is what the guidance we have given. So we'll continue with that. 14-16% we should be able to achieve.
Very welcome, guys. Good, guys. Thank you very much. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Sunil Choksi from Indus Equity Advisors. Please go ahead.
Congratulations to Team Central Bank of India for excellent results. And specifically on two counts, on a sustainable CASA number on absolute figure, and second thing on acquisition of Future generally. So first, my question on the foundation by the current team is built very well. How well do we see the tower being built in the year and years to come by?
See, as far as... the internal work which has gone into for all these years, very robust platforms are built, whether it is on the policy side or the product side or the technology platform, and more so on the structures, what the new structures what we have built in, and additional revenue streams, whether it is from the trades or from the co-lending. These are all the areas which are going to stay. There is a another thing which I would like to share with you is this year already we have declared for the business acceleration as a year of business acceleration. And whatever the numbers that we achieve in March, that we used to cross those numbers around September, October. This time we have crossed in the June itself. So there is acceleration. there is a tremendous amount of traction that is on the field level. That's why if you see the composition of the RAM, which basically happens at the field level, it is at 72, and 28 is the corporate side where much of the role of the central office or higher level comes into picture. So what we feel that the foundation which is built is very robust, and you can have whatever the servers you want to build. That is, we have no doubts in that.
Sir, my question related to your reply, co-lending platform where we are seeing a visibility of almost 2,000 crores per quarter currently. It would be gold loan, LAP loan, MSME, all these products combined, I suppose. How are you seeing that traction being built? Is 2,000 a sustainable number, or that number can increase with more partners?
That number is going to increase because we have further plans for the co-lending. So that is going to increase at least by 2,800 to 3,000 crores.
Sir, what kind of a blended yield we must be earning on co-lending over our retail direct sale?
For co-lending, we are getting around 9% overall.
9%.
Yeah.
This is net to the bank, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Sir, you mentioned about trades platform. Rollout on a digital, I suppose, would be a digital end-to-end party. How, what kind of portfolio can we build on those?
See, in the trades, one good aspect is whatever the bills that are accepted by the corporates that are around you, we are discounting. That is the trades platform business, that what happens. Where we are a little bit choosy in terms of the corporates who are accepting those bills. So we have our own due diligence mechanism, and since it is a very tenor is 60 to 90 days, so even at the lower rates, we are competitive because of our pricing power, that we have a very decent portfolio. I think this time we have closed by around 3,200, and with a turnover of around 18,000 crores.
And our CASA number at 2 lakh crores is a fantastic figure from the franchisee and the branches which has worked in the current condition by on an absolute number that is sustained and not losing. Percentage-wise, it may look on the total balance sheet, but if I look at absolute number, so any color on that we are able to sustain that number? Now we have done a lot of digital spend. We have started so many other products. We are in position to do a lot of cross-sell with insurance coming in a foray. What kind of retail penetration can drive incremental support to not only building CASA franchise but also third-party products?
Yeah. See, as far as CASA part is concerned, number one is the reach for customer acquisition. You know that we have brought the BC Max model, and it is very, very successful. That 25 units are already working. This year we are going for the 250 BC Max centers. That is all in the places where we do not have the brick and mortar branches, and banking business is growing around 15 to 16 CAGR. So such type of locations we have selected, and this BC Max model will be one of the customer touch point for the acquisition of the new customers. That is number one. Number two is our BC points, which are around 12,800, which will be ramped up to another 1,800, that is around 14,000, and that will also be adding for the customer acquisition. And coming to the products, since the digital channels are stabilized, our omni channel is already rolled out, and which is having almost 200 plus services. And we are very happy to share with you almost now 12 lakh new customers are onboarded onto this CentEase app. So going forward, these new accounts which are being added on this digital channel, the average balances is around 27,000 rupees. So this is a very, very good channel, not only for acquiring the new customers and also maintaining the good balances, that is the wallet of the customers, what we are having in these channels is also relatively high when you compare with the customers mobilized through the BC or BC Max or these brick and mortar channels. So these are all the different channels we have, and we have the strategies and plans. And in many of the current account balances, where now traction you can see in the next 3 to 6 months, because we are bringing the lot of bouquet of services on the software side. So we want to capture the entire value chain financing and also the requirements in the current accounts, including the cash management solutions. So we are very hopeful that CASA is bound to increase from this level onwards, especially on the current account side. And on the SB side, we are focusing to increase the wallet share of the customers because of the digital channels. Yes, sir.
And now, related to all this are two expenses which we have to incur. One is digital yearly expense, including for launching new products, new services and various. And second thing in human resource. So what would be the number on digital spend, and specifically to empower the youth in the bank as well as for the new generation clients? What kind of HR initiative and spend we will incur in this year?
See, as far as the HR initiatives, that is for our internal resources, that is already geared up, and then lot of initiatives we have rolled out, and new recruitments are also happened. And this time we have specifically gone for around 2,000 credit officers. That intent is done, and then people will get onboarded after a month or so. So there is a lot of things that are happening on the HR side. There is a slew of measures. When I start saying again, other people will get bored. They may not get the chance of asking their questions. Anyhow, we will be sharing on that. That's good things that are happening on the HR side. Yeah.
My last question to Mr. Vahi, sir, what's your outlook on treasury for the year?
Sir, our outlook continues to be the same which we had discussed in the previous quarter. Already 100 basis point is cut, and terminal repo by March, I am seeing another two cuts of 25 each. So 5 would be the realistic repo which I am seeing terminally. So it will be a good year for the treasuries for the banks. It is a cyclical thing, but hopefully we will encash on that based upon our portfolio.
You are expecting GSEC to be below 6, sir, by year end?
Yes, sir. GSEC will be below 6 by March.
So congratulations to the team. Best wishes to the bank and Mr. Rao specifically. Super performance and super platform created.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and 1 to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Bhavik Shah from Incode Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, recovery from the runoff was very good this quarter. Any lumpy accounts there?
Sorry? Recovery in write-off?
Recovery from runoff accounts was very good this quarter. Any lumpy accounts there?
Yes, there was one account wherein we got around 301 crores. Hmm. But other than that also, there are recoveries in many other accounts. I mean, it is not from 4, 5, 6 accounts we have been able to 600 crores.
Okay. So this 301 crore account, is it like, understandably it should be through NCLT, right? So which sector would it be from?
It is a cement account which got resolved.
Okay. And sir, so I just want to understand this, sir. So we have seen private banks cutting MCLR rates by 60 basis points, and SOE banks are still at 15-20 basis points. I understand it's a formula-driven thing, and the cost of fund has also come down across industry at a similar pace. So why are SOE banks holding up MCLR rate cuts?
See, MCLR, as you said, it is a formula-driven thing.
Rates,
if you see, deposit rates have not come down that drastically as the repo cut. So wherever the my advances are repo linked, there the transmission is complete with 100 bips reduction till now. But as far as the other deposit rates and based on that the MCLR cut, because it is purely formula driven. I mean, nobody can do anything in that.
Sir, do you expect MCLR rates cut to accelerate in second quarter? So by September, as in we should be like 60-70 basis point down on MCLR versus March?
70 bips may not be. 10 to 15, 20 bips max. Again, it depends on the cost of deposits and how low the cost of deposits can go.
Understood. Sir, I mean, if we don't cut MCLR, sir, how do we negotiate with the NBFC? So do we kind of cut the premium or something on their loans? Because then I think they would BT out, right?
We have seen good traction even in the NBFCs. It is just that we have been very choosy as far as the NBFC sector is concerned. We have not budged in the past also. Even now, whatever sanctions we are doing, we are getting a very good rate of interest as far as the NBFC rates are concerned, NBFC accounts are concerned.
So what is the rate of interest that you would be lending at incrementally to NBFC?
NBFC are MCLR-based rates, and we are getting 9.05 kind of rates even now.
Understood. And sir, just wanted to check, how do you see your retirement provisions going ahead? So it's around 550 odd crores this quarter was very last quarter.
Yeah.
Going forward, as you see similar pace?
See, we have taken a consistent stand that we want to make this fund self-sufficient by December 27. And so whatever extra required over and above the, calculation, we are providing it for. And if any opportunity comes, we would further like to give something. And but this is the minimum that we are going to provide going forward in the retirement benefit department.
Okay, understood. And so just on the treasury gain, sir, assuming there are no further rate cuts, can we assume like 70% of the treasury gains is booked through the year, or difficult to say that?
If there is no further rate cut, then I would say majority of the 70-80% of the sale of investment gain is already booked.
Understood. And the last data keeping question, so what would be your AFS reserve as on date?
AFS?
Yeah, AFS reserve. Which kind of goes in general reserves net worth?
Total AFS reserve.
Yeah.
433 crores.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thanks for the opportunity and sir, congrats on good quarter.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Ashok Ajmera from Ashram Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for giving this opportunity again. So, Vaisab, mainly on this credit growth of 14% to 16% which we are talking about, while the broad composition may remain same, retail and corporate, SME, etc., where exactly you look the major chunk coming from? I mean, what kind of industry or as per our pipeline, sanctions and other thing, is it renewable energy or is it some engineering or some other SME companies? So what is the composition which you expect and from where this kind of growth is going to come, sir, in this year?
See, actually mainly the areas where we are finding the scope is in the data center, logistics, and only one or two manufacturing sectors, not more than that. And much is on the, government or government-backed entities, whether it is the NTPC or the IRDA, like that. So this is the broad composition, and we are not just keeping anything away from our radar. As and when the opportunity appears, and then in our judgment it appears it is prudent, we are ready to take the call on that. Even LRDs are also coming now. Lot of LRDs, repricing is happening in the market because of this repo cut. Things are there.
Okay. And sir, one point is on that SRs now with this, I mean the valuation being allowed. In this quarter, there was any happening in this SR or asset sale to the asset recovery companies?
There was a write back of around 2.5 crores. That's all.
Only 2.5 crore. Okay.
In one account it came roughly around 34 crores also. Yes, in one account it was there. So roughly around 34-35 crores.
That is issue fresh issue of SRs or
yes. During this quarter, where we didn't we were not required to make any provisions on SRs.
Yes. So 15% must have come in cash and balance in this SRs.
Yeah. Yes.
And they are all NARCL.
NARCL
only. And sir, this in treasury book, what is our position of the non-SLR investment? And is there any increase? And where these investments are mainly?
Non-SLR investment, they have not increased really. And if you see from our debenture and bonds, they are mainly to our public sector entities. So if it has not increased, say it was 27,000 last year, it is now at the same level, 27,000 crore.
Did we have any exposure on that MTNL?
No.
We didn't have anything on that. And sir, now again, since the IPO market has again picked up recently, last 1-2 months, I think earlier I remember we made good profit in investing into the IPOs and getting out on the listing, making a good profit. Whether the strategy still continues or we are off IPO?
No, we are continuing. We are continuing with that. Wherever we see good listing gains, we are continuing to do investment, and that would continue.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you and all the best. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Bhavik Shah from Incred Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, in just 2 bits, sir, firstly, sir, do you see a margin coming off by 20 basis points here on in second quarter?
Sorry?
NIMS.
No, NIMS, see, we are at 3.16 right now. Mm-hmm. And as MD sir explained, we are very conscious about our bottom line and the margins also. And that is why we took a conscious call that we will not give the corporate loans at sub-6 rates. So we'll continue to be guided by that. And our guidance is that we'll stay about 3% as far as the NIMS is concerned. And we'll ensure that our NIMS stay above 3%.
Understood. And sir, for a standard account, which is 30 days past due, if we think that that account is going to go delinquent, do we propose OTS schemes to them? Like, can we do a OTS scheme for a substandard account?
Our present substandard is okay, but standard accounts, even if it is just some 30-60 days past due, no OTS is there.
Okay, understood. Cool, sir, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for all the time you have given to us. And then to assure you further, going forward, we are going to strengthen further to onboard our customers on our omni-channel that is working fine with the new technology platform. And digital lending platform, which is also now operational, and lot of acquisition and then underwriting is happening through the DLP. And then integrated customer care, which is well established during this year, is going to yield us and also address the customer grievances at speed. And collection management system has really yielded well when you see the slippages. It is 0.35. It is also adding value to the entire system. And another thing what DTA part already our CFO explained, that that we are going to consume part and then we will be moving to the lower tax regime in the next financial year. That is going to add another 9 to 10 basis points upside for our return on assets. And then you may also have noticed that this AGM which has happened just 2 days before, that for this first quarter also we have declared our interim dividend. So we are hopeful of maintaining all these positive tracks and also addressing the customer requirements well in time. Thank you for all the time and energy what you have given to us. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.